I have been asked to speak on the glories of Radhakund. I am not very qualified to do this. Today is Sri Padmashtami, 8th day in the month, lunar month, the day on which Sri Radhakund appeared in this world 5,000 years ago during Krishna's pastimes. We understand, we means the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have been made to understand by the personal instructions and example of Lord Mahaprabhu that this Radhakunda, situated not too far from here, is the most sacred place in existence. There are many Tirthas, or holy places. The word Tirtha means ford, F-O-R-D, not the car.
But ford
means a place where the animals cross a river. Holy places are called Tirthas, because they're very often on river banks. But also because, symbolically, this is the place where you go to cross over to the spiritual world. We cross over this ocean of material existence by visiting such holy places, by taking bath there, and more importantly, by hearing in these places from the pure devotees who reside there, by getting spiritual instruction in these places, by doing practical service in these places. One gets incredible benefit. Srila Rupa Goswami, I always like to go back to this passage, Lokena Samvita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, where Rupa Goswami lists the five most potent practices of devotional service. And one of them is Matura Mandale Svitihi, just being physically situated in Matura Mandala, is one of the five most effective things you can do to advance your Krishna consciousness. Anyone who wants to actually seriously dedicate himself to the service of Krishna and change his consciousness to Krishna consciousness should want to take the opportunity to be in Matura Mandala. Matura Mandala is big. Devotees now are doing the Vrindavan Mandala Parikrama, Raja Mandala Parikrama. They're walking for 30 days and only seeing a sample of all the holy tirthas in this mandala. They are all Krishna's pleasure, places of his pleasure pastimes. But of all the tirthas in Raja, Sri Radhakund is the greatest. And it is aspired for by the fully surrendered servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They aspire to have their eternal residence in this place or as close to it as possible. If Radhakund is greater than all the other holy places in Mathura Mandala, then it goes without saying that it's greater than all the other holy places in the whole universe. But to be given the privilege to go there, to take bath there, what does mean to stay there the rest of one's life, as great devotees like Raghunath Das did? He spent 46 years there. The last 46 years of his life. To get such a privilege, you must be a very special devotee. You must be very serious about Krishna consciousness, even to just understand, begin to understand, theoretically, the glories of Radhakund, or the glories of Raja in general, but especially of Radhakund, the most confidential place. Devotees who are weak and are over-ambitious, they take the process cheaply. Some don't like that we use the word sahaja, because technically it means a particular sect, a particular group are called the sahajas. They call themselves sahajas. Originally, there are Buddhists who call themselves sahajas. Those who can make the process easy, natural, but we translate it as cheap. Making it cheap, taking it too easy, not taking the trouble to purify yourself properly, to disentangle yourself from all material contamination, and then dare to approach Krishna in an intimate way. Those who don't, who think they can barge in on Krishna's intimate pastimes in their contaminated material condition, let me take the liberty of calling them sahajas. They're taking devotional service cheap. And that is a tendency that can infect all of us. We may not be hardcore sahajas, but we may have something of that tendency. To think that we can just, pack up our stuff and hop on a tempo and move into Radhakunda and enter the most intimate domain of Krishna's pastimes just by barging in. I've seen so many do it. So many ISKCON devotees and former ISKCON devotees go to Radhakunda, last 2 or 3 months, and then are back in their home countries, married with children. So it's not a thing to approach cheaply. Radhakunda is the most sublime secret of Krishna consciousness. It's not even understood at all by other Vaishnava sampradayas. It was discovered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 5,000 years ago, 500 years ago. And it appeared, although it's eternal, it was unmanifested through the ages, and was manifest in the middle of Krishna's pastimes, after he had killed the demon Arishtasura. I'm going to read, if you don't mind, a verse from the Bhagavatam. In which it describes how Narada came to visit Krishna after Krishna killed the bull demon, Arishta. That was Keshika, right? No, not Keshika, he killed Keshi. Arishtasura was killed at Radhakunda. That is the place. And Narada came right after that to meet Krishna and glorify him and predict how Krishna will leave Vrindavan, go to Mathura, and kill many other demons. This is Narada's prediction. It's also Narada's personal desire. He's more in the Vaikuntha mood. He likes to see Krishna eventually leave Vrindavan and go to Mathura and Dwarka. Narada is always plotting for that. And it's almost time for that to happen now. So he comes to Krishna, but just as how he comes is described in this verse. This is text number 16 from the 36th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And there is a commentary that has been written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It's his Sarvasambhadani commentary on this verse. And he reveals the history of the original appearance of Radhakunda. That has to do with the pastime of killing the original servant. So, Arishte nihate daitye krishnin adbhuta karmana Kamsayai Ata Bhagavan Narado Devadarshanaha. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. This verse talks about how Narada went to meet Kamsa. He's also going to talk about what Krishna's going to do. But he's telling Kamsa to watch out, you have to arrange to kill Krishna. So Kamsa went to Mathura, Narada went to Mathura to meet Kamsa. Translation: after Arishtasura had been killed by Krishna, who acts wonderfully, Narada Muni went to speak to King Kamsa. That powerful sage of godly vision addressed the king as follows. And we won't read that, but we'll read the purport, which includes Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's comments. The term Deva Darshana can be understood in many ways. Narada is called here Deva Darshana. This word can be understood in many ways, all of which are consistent with the context and purport of this narration. Deva means God, and Darshanaha means seeing, or an audience with a great personality. Thus, Deva Darshana, a name for Narada Muni, indicates that Narada has attained the perfection of seeing God. That getting Narada's audience is as good as getting God's audience. Since Narada is a pure representative of the Lord. Okay, and I'll skip here to the next paragraph. From the Puranas, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has quoted 20 verses describing a joking conversation between Radha and Krishna that took place after Krishna had killed the demon Arishta. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur simply tells us that this passage comes somewhere from the Puranas. Conversation between Radha and Krishna that took place after Krishna had killed the demon Arishta. This conversation, so kindly quoted by the Acharya, describes the origin of Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda, Radha's and Krishna's bathing ponds. The verses are as follows. Radharani begins speaking. Masman svishadya vishapardhanata mudda guru sudoyamai krishna tadavyayam kahu vitro yata dvijayi atyayi nishpiti kim shudye bhavam strivanastita tirta krishtrat. The innocent young gopis said, so all the gopis said, "Ah, Krishna, don't touch us now. O killer of a bull! Alas, even though Arishta was a terrible demon, still he was a male cow. So you have to undergo atonement, just as Indra did after killing Vritrasura. But how can you purify yourself without going to the trouble of visiting every single holy place in the three worlds?" Krishna replied, "Kim paryatami bhumanani anunaiva sarva aniya tirta vitati korovani tasu Stanam vilokayatatavarinam mukundaha Prochya tatraprithavan Prochya eva tatraprithavan Vataparnigatam. Krishna replied, "Why should I have to wander throughout the entire universe? I will at once drink all the countless pilgrimage places here and take my bath in them. Just watch." With this, Lord Mukunda struck his heel on the ground. Patalato jalamidam tilabhogavadhyā āyātamatranikala apitirta sambhā
agacchati iti bhagavad vachasa ta idya tatraiva veju atra krishna uvacha gopaha.
Then he said, Krishna said, this is the water of the Bhogavati river coming from the Patala region. And now, O holy places, all of you, you please come here now. When the Supreme Lord had spoken these words, all the holy places went there and appeared before him. Krishna then addressed the gopis as follows.
Tirthani pasyata harir vachasa tavayam naiva pratima itita ata tirthavarya prochum pritanjali kuta lamanam dir asmi shiram dir asmi shudutam anadir gikasmi.
Krishna said, just see all the holy places. But the gopis replied, we don't see them here, as you describe. Then those best of holy places, joining their palms in supplication, spoke up. I am the salt ocean. I am the ocean of milk. I am the Amara Dirgika.
Shono pisindura hamasmi bhavami tamra parni cha pushkaram aham cha sarasvati cha udavariva visuta sarayuk prayago revasmi kashyata jalam uruta pratitim.
I am the river Shona. I am the Sindhu. I am the Tamrapani. I am the holy place Pushkara. And we are the Godavari, Jamuna, and Reva rivers, and the confluence of rivers at Prayag. Just see all the waters. All the holy places are announcing their presence. Everyone who has some Indian culture has his own local favorite holy places. You may have just heard them on this list, your own favorite place.
Then Sadva Tato Hadirati Vajagalba Eva Shuta Sarupya Bhagavam Stita Sarva Tirtam Yushmabi Atma Janushi Hakrito Natarma Kopi Kshita Vatasakir Nichagadaraha.
After purifying himself by bathing, because Krishna was told he has to purify himself, so he took his bath in this new pond. And then Lord Hari became quite arrogant and said, I have produced a pond containing all the various holy places, whereas you gopis must never have executed any religious principles, any religious duties on this earth, for the pleasure of Lord Brahma. Then Srimati Radharani addressed her girlfriends as follows.
Karyam maya pyati mano arapurnamekam tasmad yatadvam iti tadvachane natavihi Shri Krishna kunda tatakashti madishya mando Bharta Krito Vishava Daitya Purayar Vyaloki.
I, Radharani said, I must create an even more beautiful pond. So go to work. Having heard these words, the gopis saw that Avishnasura's hooves.
Jai Shri Gauri Tan, Shri Krishna Bhagavan, Vandam Shatadevi.
The gopis saw that Avishnasura's hooves had dug a shallow ditch just west of Sri Krishna's pond.
Tatpradavin midula gola tatip
patiswa hasto dvita anatidura gata vidaya divyam sara prapatitam pratika voyena tabir vilokya sarasam smarati smakrishnaha. At that nearby spot, all the gopis began digging up lumps of soft mud with their hands. And in this way, a divine pond manifested in the short span of an hour. It must have been 11 o'clock at night because Radhakund is supposed to appear at midnight. It was a long day. Krishna was astonished to see the lake they produced. Proche, Krishna said, Proche, Chatir to Sunilai Paripuri Aitan, Bakundata, Sadasi Jakshi Sahali Bistwam, Radha Tata Nananadeti Chakana Yasmat, Twatkunda Niram Uruvadha Pata Kaptam. Krishna said, go ahead, Lotus Eyed One. You and your companions should fill this pond with water from my pond. But Radha replied, no, 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 no. This is impossible, since the water of your pond is contaminated by your terrible sin of killing a cow. Aritya punya salinam shatakoti kumbai sakyar rudena sahamana sachakwa vita. Etat sadat swamaduna paripurayami tena eva kirti matulam tamavani loke. Radharani said, I will have my countless gopi companions here bring the pure water of the Manasa Ganga, 5 kilometers away, here in billions of pots. In this way, I will fill this lake with my own water and thus make it renowned, its renown unequaled in the entire world. Krishnangitena sahasaitya samasta tirta satyas tadiya sadasodrita divya murti tushta vatatra vishabhanu sutam paramya bhaktya kritanjali putam sravat asvadaraha. Lord Krishna then gestured to a heavenly personality who was an intimate associate of all the holy places. Suddenly that person rose up out of Krishna's pond and bowed down to the daughter of Sri Vishvamanu, Radharani. Then with palms joined and tears pouring from his eyes, he began praying to her in devotion. The person said, Devi Tudiya Mahimanama Vaiti Sarva Shastra Artavin Nachavadir Naparona Lakshmi Kidveka Eva Purusharta Shiroma Nistvat Prasveda Marja Napara Swayameva Krishna. O Goddess, even Lord Brahma himself, the knower of all scriptures, cannot understand your glories, nor can Lord Shiva or Lakshmi. Only Krishna, the supreme goal of all human endeavor, can understand them. And thus he feels obliged to personally make sure that you can wash away your perspiration when you are fatigued. Yas charu yava pradasena bhavat padabjam arajyadu paramaho nidatati dityam prapya dvadiya nayanabja toktoprasadam swammanyate paramadanya tamam prahvishyam tasyagya yaiva sahasa vayamaja gama tat parshnikata krita kundavare vasamaha Tvam cha prasi desi karoshi kripa prakaksham tarye vatarsha vitapi palito bhavid naha.
Krishna is always anointing your lotus feet with nectarian charu and yavaka and decorating them with angle bells. And he rejoices and feels most fortunate simply by satisfying the tips of the toes of your lotus feet.
All of it. I lost the verse. Here.
On the order, we have immediately come here to live in this the holy waters. We have been ordered to immediately come here to live in this most excellent pond, which he created by one stroke of his heel. That's Shyamakunda. But only if you now feel satisfied with us and bestow upon us your merciful glance, will the tree of our desire bear fruit.
Shudva stutim nikila tirga ganasya tushta Prahas matarshama yiveda yate tirata Yama twadiya sadasim sapala bhavama Ityeva novara iti prakatam tadochu.
Hearing this prayer spoken by the representatives of the full assembly of holy places, Sri Radha was pleased and said, "So, kindly tell me your desire."
She's talking to the representative,
or to the holy places. And they replied, they then told her plainly, "Our lives would be successful if we could come to your pond. That is the benediction we desire."
Agacchate divishabhanu sutasvitalasya provacha kanda varanabja vitakshikona satyo pitatra krita sammatayat sukabdao magna virejur akilas tirajambamascha.
Glancing at her beloved Krishna from the corners of her eyes, the daughter of Vrishabhanu replied with a smile, "Please come." Her gopi companions all agreed with her decision and became immersed in the ocean of happiness. Indeed, the beauty of all creatures, both mobile and stationary, was enhanced. So thus, the holy waters in Shyamakunda were given permission by Srimati Radharani to also enter her court.
Vapya prasada matate vishvabhanu jaya Shri Krishna kutna katatirga varat prasahya Vidveva vitti mative gata eva raha kundam Vyadutsva salilai paripurnam eva.
Thus gaining the grace of Srimati Radharani, the holy rivers and lakes in Sri Krishna Kunda forcibly broke through its boundary walls and swiftly filled Radha Kunda with their waters.
Toche hari priyatame tavakunda metam makunda tobi mahimadikamastu loke atraiva me salila kelir ihaiva nityam Snana vyata tramasita dvaridam sarome.
Lord Krishna, Lord Hari then said, "My dear Radha, may this pond of yours become even more world-renowned than mine. I will always come here to bathe and to enjoy my water pastimes. Indeed, this lake is as dear to me as you are."
Radha bravidahamapi sasaki viretya snasya marishta shata mardana vastutasya yorishta mardana sarasya rubaktiratra snayad vasepamasa eva mahapriyostu.
Radha replied,
I will come to bathe in your pond as well, even though you may kill hundreds of Vishnu demons here. In the future, anyone who has intense devotion for this lake, which is on the spot where you chastise the Vishnasura, and who bathes or resides here, is sure to become very dear to me. Rasotsavam prakurute smachatatra ratrao Krishna Buddha Krishna Maharasa Harsha Varshaha Shivadika Pavara Vindura Lakrita Shri Trilokya Madhya Vitati Krita Divya Kirti. That night, Lord Krishna initiated a rasa dance at Radhakunda. That's tonight. Generating a torrent of the greatest mood of splendorous pleasure, Sri Krishna resembled a cloud, and Srimati Radharani a brilliant flash of lightning, filling the sky with abundant beauty. In this way, their divine glories permeated the expanses of the three worlds. That is, by the grace of Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he has revealed to us this lost account from the Puranas of the appearance 5,000 years ago of Sri Radhakunda. Krishna and the gopis enjoy very intimate, the most intimate pastimes there, every day. Every day, the gopis who have taken a vrata to worship the sun god go to do this worship with the permission of their parents. They're going to worship the sun. It's good for their health. They might get a good husband if they worship the sun god. They would go every day, first to Kusuma Sarovara, to pick flowers to be offered to Suryadeva. We have a little time. We have another 10 minutes? Okay. And Suryakunda, if you have been there or know where it is west of Radhakunda, about 10 kilometers. Vehicles cannot even go there, maybe a bicycle to get through. Most people walk to go there. Suryakunda is a very nice village. That's where the gopis worship every day, the sun god. But the road passes through Radhakunda. So without permission of their parents, they stop off afternoon, some early time in the afternoon after they pick their flowers. And they meet secretly with Krishna and have their pleasure pastimes there every afternoon. We can consider this like the official headquarters of Radharani and the eight her eight associates. They each have their personal gardens, pleasure gardens around the lake. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped Radhakunda as the most sacred place in the universe, because here regularly Krishna has confidential pastimes with his greatest devotees. Only very advanced devotees can understand the glories of Sri Radhakunda. Even I read, I think, in the manuscript of Dr. Vikash Maharaj's new book about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati commented, he would go every year for 1 month and stay in his father's kutir there at Anshuravadakunda. Where is it? Somewhere.
Yes, this Radhakunda.
He would spend a month a year there, usually. That's where Prabhupada received instructions from him, you know, that if you ever get money, print books. But he commented, supposedly, that I'm not fit to live in Radhakunda. Great devotees like my father, they can have their residence there. The best I can do is stay in Govardhan, supposedly, to have a Saraswati Thakur. So if he was shy to identify himself as a resident of Radhakunda, even though he is an intimate associate of Srimati Radharani, and that is his home. But for our benefit, he showed hesitance to identify himself as a resident of Radhakunda.
we shouldn't be so bold to cheaply barge in on Krishna's intimate affairs. Anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Vrindavan once. He only had an opportunity once. He tried more than once, but he only got there once. He spent only 2 weeks in Vrindavan. He did the parikrama of Govardhan. This parikrama path was blessed by the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he came into this Avishnabram, or as it was named by Vajranapa, the great grandson of Krishna, who Maharaj Yudhisthira designated as the king of Mathura after the disappearance of Krishna. Vajranapa took it as, actually, he was ordered by the sage Shandilya to commemorate the places where Krishna performed his various leelas so that they would not be forgotten. Even though the land very quickly changed, the opulence of Vrindavan disappeared very quickly after Krishna's disappearance. But Vajranapa, under the sage's order, established over 500 villages throughout Vrajadama, named after the pastimes that had occurred in these places. But the names have since corrupted into Prakrit and Hindi names. So Avishnabrahma, where Avishnasura was killed, became known as Aridgan. And that place was visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his Govardhan Parikrama. And he knew this is the place of Radhakam, even though there was no visible lake. He looked out at the fields. I don't know if they were growing mustard at that time, some fields where the farmers were doing their business. And he noticed two very small bodies of water, like little, just cups of water in the ground. And he said, this is it, this is Radhakam and Chavakam. He personally began digging out the dirt to begin the excavation of Sri Radhakunda Channel. And he took that mud and used it as Gopi Chandan to make his tilak. So it is authorized to wear a Radhakunda tilak, Vajitanya tilak. I wouldn't pay 10 rupees for a piece of it. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered his disciples to go to Vrindavan and meditate these holy places. And several of Lord Chaitanya's followers, of course, they visited Radhakund. They all did the parikrama of Govardhan and took their snans in Radhakund. But some of the associates of Lord Chaitanya took up permanent residence there. I'm not sure if I get that. Remember everybody. Jiva Goswami was there. Siddhartha Goswami was there for some time. Krishnas Kaviraj, Gopal Bhadra Goswami, they spent the last parts of their lives there, others. So, this place, what became the residence of great devotees. Rabindranath Das Goswami was the first Mahant of Radhakunda, first mayor of the town. And he was personally responsible for the reconstructing of Radhakund as a place where devotees could come and take bath properly. He had excavations further done, and wealthy merchants and kings arranged for the construction of ghats. But Rabindranath Das Goswami was not so much a practical person of the world. He was so deeply absorbed in remembering Radha Krishna's pastimes and separation that he was hardly aware of the world around him. Even though he was sitting there in Radhakunda, he spent 46 years there before passing away. It was actually his protege, Jiva, or his younger co-worker, Jiva Goswami, who did most of the practical management of the renovation of Radhakunda. And there still exists, I think, a deed to Radhakund in the name of Jiva Goswami. He had a legal title to the land. And it is still legally the property of the Mahant of Radhakund. And others cannot trespass in this place and misuse the land. So the second and third generations of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they developed this holy place. Prabhupada brought his disciples there, but he did not like when the disciples were frivolous about bathing in Radhakund, and therefore issued a prohibition against it, at least in that context. You know, not to think that bathing in Radhakund is just another sport. It's not, I don't think, to be taken that he forbade anyone to ever bathe in Radhakund, but he must do it with proper respect. He even made the comment that if you spend, Prabhupada said, if you spend more than 45 minutes in Radhakund, it becomes Narakakund. Because his young disciples were prone to be influenced by various people who live in Radhakund and don't have completely pure motives. Today is the most sacred day of the appearance of Radhakund. Many devotees will go there tonight to celebrate her appearance. The actual appearance moment is at midnight. Probably a lack of people or more will be there. Many of them are just ordinary villagers who take it as an opportunity to get a sun. They get by these big green pumpkins and break them and throw them in the water at midnight. That's not really the purpose of bathing in Radhakund, to get a sun. But anyway, it's crowded and it's even a bit dangerous to be there just at midnight. But it is the most sacred day. Do we have any questions?
Yes.
You should have said that. Do we have a microphone? You can take mine. Oh.
Oh, welcome to Dhamma. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
We see each other for a long time, and then it's much since when you. But in relation to the topic, these are the things that the Baha is very complex.
Yes.
It's like rather tight talk. But you mentioned one point, and I want to ask a specific question about that, about the risk to take frivolous view. The risk to take in a frivolous way.
Yes.
But in the Nakunda, in 75, when that incident happened,
yes.
And Prabhupada was. You suspect some of the devotees to support you in their human body. So my point is that you mentioned that Barangula Sattavasti Siddhanta Sasatakur was going there, and even his eternal associate of Radha Krishna, Nayanamani Manjari, he himself said to some folk that was going there in a frivolous way, was staying over them.
Yes. Yes.
But the point is, when he went there, I think in 1932 or something like that, around that day, and he saw many of the so-called Babaji's, there is a famous writing about him on Artha Nibiti to Artha Babiti. So my question is that, now with the occasion of Kali Yuga, we see so many neophyte devotees who go there, and then they try to follow the Gopi Baba, a vast mood. So what is your recommendation for this kind of, even Srivakti Santa Sarkarma says, that the many Babaji's who are not really fit, and he was teaching Prabhupada and Stoka Shema Babaji, and now we see John the Guruji who are going there taking some of the so-called Babaji's. So what is your advice on this? You understand?
Yes, first of all, the if you understand the essence of the mood of Radhakund, the essence of Rajadham, is service. And it's not whimsical service, but fully surrendered, selfless service. In our mind, we understand that if you want to become a full-fledged servant of Krishna, you have to first of all become servant of his servant. That we all have our spiritual masters. And we're meant to be engaged in Krishna's service under the guidance of our spiritual masters. So anyone who, first of all, rejects a spiritual master and finds somebody better without a good reason, he's disqualified, he's in trouble.
Anyone who neglects the order of the spiritual master and runs off to Radhakund or anywhere else against the order of the spiritual master, he's in serious trouble. How can you defend your life by rejecting your guru or neglecting his order? You want to enter Radhakund, you have to serve the residents of Radhakund. But I don't know who you think the residents of Radhakund are, but my understanding is the real residents of Radhakund are the acharyas and the mindful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That no matter what Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says out of humility, he's the real resident of Radhakund. Prabhupada, no matter what his rasa is, he's connected with Radhakund. We serve these devotees. We serve Prabhupada. He has a specific mission that he wants us to participate in helping him carry out. We serve Prabhupada by serving our own gurus, who are servants of Prabhupada. That's our ticket to entrance into Radhakund. When your guru orders you, now you go to Radhakund. Then you do it.
Prabhupada fully is the supernation leader.
Yes.
He was ordered by Nishi Kesananda to bring some copies, let's say, not 10,000 copies. So, by the mercy of Prabhupada, now we are here and we can go to Radhakund and all these things. So Prabhupada wants to push me that everybody gets the darshan of Radhakund in another way.
Yeah, we should get the darshan. We should get the blessing of Srimati Radharani in our head. But before we can move there and take up our permanent residence there, we have to get the order, specific order from our own spiritual master to do that. But we have been all ordered to go there and take darshan. If you're here in Vrajadam for the month, you shouldn't avoid going there. Maybe you don't want to take the risk of going tonight. Or you can go before midnight, go at sunset, or you can go some other day. But everybody who's here to visit the Dham should go visit Radhakund. And if you're shy to jump in the water, at least sprinkle your head a few drops and get that mercy. That is our... Not that every devotee is going to end up there, even permanent, even at the end. But that's our aspiration. That's the highest thing recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Rupa Goswami, in the last verses of Upadeshamrita. This is the highest perfection, to get residence in Sri Radhakund. If we're so lucky to get it, great. If not, at least that's the ultimate aspiration, and we should take the blessings of Radhakund.
Is that okay?
Yeah, we celebrated just a little over a week ago the second anniversary of the disappearance of Srupnavara Maharaj at Radhakund. So he's very fortunate he's gotten his residence there. Yes, Maharaj?
I got a question. This shloka that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes, that Agashtate Vishwabhanu Sutta Satasya, that when she smiles and says, all right.
There you go.
Now you can go. What is this smitasya? What is the smile of Radhika about in your contention here?
Well, ask me, I don't know, but I'll guess.
I mean, Krishna...
This is the real intention. There's a game going on. They're pretending to be angry at Krishna. They're telling him he's going to go to hell for killing the bull. You know, but the whole purpose is to manifest these two ponds so that Krishna and they enjoy their most pleasurable pastimes every day there. That's why she's smiling. Now, finally, Radhakund will be manifest and filled with all holy water. That's what she really wants.
I mean, like,
she's getting what she wants, that's why she's smiling.
It said one thing that Krishna had originally, he said, I manifest you might go into new gopis don't have that potency. And then she said, then my gopis should get to work.
I'll get my own water.
I don't need your water.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're going to bring water from Manasi Ganga. And when I read that for the first time, I thought, wow, they really follow her order. You know, like thousands of gopis stretched 5 kilometers
yes.
to Manasi Kamba, it's a lot of gopis, it's a lot of kumbhas.
Yes.
It's a lot of
hard work.
It's a lot of hard work. So I thought, wow, that really impressed me for the first time that they really are ready to follow the order explicitly.
Yes.
Then the other one was that Krishna asked her originally, well, since you made such an astonishing kunda in such a quick amount of time, then you can let the water from my kunda go into yours. And they said, no. But then when the personified rivers came out of Krishna's kunda to pray to Radharani's feet, then, and she agreed, it looked like the smile meant that Krishna, you're very crafty. Is it Krishna's original suggestion, which she refused, that ultimately Krishna was getting his way?
He usually does.
Indirectly, yeah. Radharani was conceding that Krishna, you're very chatur, you're getting your way,
yes.
You know? By the smitasya, you know, that she smiled at Krishna and said,
at his crookedness.
At Krishna's crookedness.
Yes. Anyway, you're getting into Radhakund Bhava. I was asked by Janardhan to give a class on Radhakund Tattva.
This is over my head.
Smitasya. I thought that her smile was just an acknowledgement of Krishna's
yes.
original suggestion that his water, his kund could go into her kund, which she initially refused. But when the rivers prayed to her, then she agreed. But I thought that was the meaning of her, that smitasya, the word.
Yes, both. I think both.
So
I don't think her glance has only one meaning.
Both. So
she's happy to get the other kunds are manifesting. That's her intention. She's also smiling at Krishna for being so devious.
Both.
Today is the parent day of Nana Kunda and also the parents of Shamakunda.
Well, yeah, we've just read how they both appear 1 hour after another.
But mostly it is said and highlighted in the calendar also rather than the parents.
Oh. Radhakunda has been so glorious, it tends to eclipse Shamakunda, yes. But anybody who goes there is going to see both of them. This is the one place where we, where Radharani's glory is eclipsed even Krishna's.
Yes,
John.
So,
Krishna
is
going to
the question remains the same, to bathe or not to bathe?
Oh.
And, so what is the proper mood?
Well,
if one wants to go inside the water of Radharani, which is none different than Radharani,
yes.
What is the proper mood? So the devotee has the permission of the guru first.
If you get the permission of your guru, it's a controversial thing, so you get permission from your guru, if he gives you permission, go ahead. But the proper mood is, I'm not qualified to do this. I'm just begging for your mercy. Not to presume that this is my privilege to take bath in Radhakunda, but that you're getting special mercy. To be thankful for it. And very respectful. And if your guru tells you not to do it, don't do it.
I was going to say about that question. Radhakunda and Shamakunda becomes one also. It's the same water.
Yeah, because of the end of the rainy season, it has not flooded, but the water has gone over the top. And if you were there 2 weeks ago, you would have seen that there was about an inch of water at the Sangha, so the two lakes were connected. But then they pumped it out intentionally, brought electric pumps, and then last night they were pumping it out so the people won't drown tonight. So there's enough room for people to stand on the shore. They pumped out the water to separate the two lakes. I don't know about that. Okay.
Is your second book?
Two days.
Oh. Okay.
We'll stop now?
No,
Thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Radham Kunda Anirvan Mahamahotsav Ki Jai.
This evening at 5 o'clock, His Holiness Madhav Maharaj also will be giving class on Radha Kund Leela, or Radha Kund Baba Leela. At 5 o'clock, at the devotee Prasadam Hall, Hare Krishna.
To bathe and not to bathe, we are going to discuss it. I was one of the offenders in 1976. Prabhupada chastised about that. I was in Radha Dhamma Party. Well, Prabhupada said we could bathe. So we all bathed. We jumped in it like an Olympic swimming pool, like a Bodhi Street or some sarovar nowadays. And we just kicked and splashed from one end to the other. And when Prabhupada heard about it the next day, he said, oh, they did not bathe in Radha Kunda. They bathed in Radha Kunda. And everybody went, scared to death. So I'm going to discuss more about that tonight.
All right, this is the introduction only.